before we begin the music, we'd like to remind you that you please turn off all your cell phones. This is a solo concert, and we don't want any of that kind of interruption. And no photography, please. And Cuomo, this is our 32nd year here in Santa Cruz presenting this incredible music. Made possible by a very generous donation. As a nonprofit, many of you are members of Cuomo, and we thank you very much for being here tonight. And also, we have community sponsors that help support the concert series that we present weekly. And tonight, we'd like to thank our most wonderful sponsor, Richard Josephson and Staff of Life. Fine, natural health foods that you get on Water Street. So, we're very excited, making his debut here on the Cuomo stage here in Santa Cruz. Please welcome from New Orleans, Louisiana, Alan Toussaint.
fact there have never been any lumberjacks with all the trees out there. Thank you, I heard that. That was wonderful. This is the time for me to give the warning on the outside of the package. If there's any Britney Spears fans here, it's time to leave now. I'll go with you because I'm a fan. Just want you to know where you are. This world's big enough for all of us. I'll be doing songs tonight that I've written for various artists over the years. That I've spent most of my life in the studio waiting for the red light to come on until the booking agent, Katrina, came and said, enough of that. For a while. I'll be doing songs that I've written that were made popular by other artists, not by me. I wrote some for me, but I'll do the ones by the other artists. As long as it got there. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time. Can't tell you. I can't reveal her name till I make up mine. I can't tell you, but I'll try time and time again. But we end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time. I can't tell you. There's a certain chick I've been sweet on since I met her. What's her name? Can't tell you. Don't ask me her name, I can't reveal it until I get her. What's her name? Can't tell you. I've tried time and time again, but we end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time. What's her name? Can't tell you. The worst person I know, mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, she worries me. So now, mother-in-law, mother-in-law, every time I open my mouth, she steps in and try to put me out. So how could she stoop so low, mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law. I come home with my pay, mother-in-law, mother-in-law. She asked me what I made, mother-in-law, mother-in-law. She thinks her advice is the Constitution, but if she would leave, that would be the solution. And don't come back no more, mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law.
I'm not tight with none of the girls I know. She said, when the next sunrise, you'll be looking in her eyes. Now they're in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. I said I didn't see anyone, so why'd you make a fool of me? And then the sun struck as if it came from up above. fell in love. And now I'm a happy fellow. I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And now I'll get my fortune told for free. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine. I got to have my whoops. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? Just working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down. Working in the coal mine. Of course I make a little money, calling coal by the tune. Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun, too tired for fun. Just working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time. Can't tell you, I can't reveal her name till I make up mine. What's her name? Can't tell you. I've tried time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time. What's her name? Can you tell me?
Songs that I wrote for other artists. The certain girl I wrote for Ernie Cato, and he did very well with it, and it was later recorded by a young white group. They sold a whole lot more records than Cato. But I was very glad to tell Cato that, because Cato was quite cocky when he got a hit. Plus the royalty statement didn't change, you know. But I was very glad to tell him that. I'm gonna tell you about this young group, right? And of course, that next song I wrote for Indicator also was called Mother-in-Law. And my grandmother called me when it came out and began to get some notoriety and said, how could you write a nasty little song like that? Don't you know I'm your mother's mother-in-law? However, the nuns who used to take care of it, when it got to be number one in the country, they began to say, oh, there's something going on here. She forgave me, but she didn't like it. And of course, Fortune Teller was made popular by the term, the Rolling Stones. I wrote it for Benny Spellman, but it did okay. It was the B-side of another song that I wrote for him. But when the Rolling Stones recorded it, they showed me the way to the bank. I thought, I didn't know the way before that. Working in the coal mine, I wrote for Lee Dawson, recorded by lots of folk, including, I remember seeing it on Tom Jones' show one time with a whole lot of ladies in bikinis in the coal mine. Can you believe that? But it was also in the movie Heavy Metal, and I know no one saw Heavy Metal. No one would admit that they saw that cartoon censored Heavy Metal, but it was in Heavy Metal, and also by Devo, and the Judds sold a whole lot of records on it. I had never thought of ladies singing Working in the Coal Mine. I think every lady should sing Working in the Coal Mine. But we had a lot of fun on all those those songs and many others. And I must say, the guy who sang backup on Ernie Kittle's Mother-in-Law, when it became number one in the country, he certainly convinced all of us that the only reason it had a chance was because of Mother-in-Law. The way he sounded doing that had nothing to do with the songwriter, the singer, nobody else. Mother-in-Law. In fact, he convinced the bank he bought a brand new green Cadillac because Mother-in-Law on credit. But he stayed on my back constantly about this, telling me that I should know that that's his thing and that's his habit. So I had to get him off my back. Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, cause you're not there. I've got it bad, like I told you before. Please come back, my love, and maybe no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette. Every memory that lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. So when love comes, won't you come back home? Won't you come back home? Cause I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Won't you come back home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette. Every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you. Don't leave me no more. Don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Mother-in-law. I've been you off my back. Like I said, the whole career has been writing for others to sing, and I really enjoy that. And really funny and strange things happen, like Benny Spellman. Incidentally, the fortune teller song was on the other side of Lipstick Traces, and the DJs thought Lipstick Traces was going to be the one, so Benny missed the way to the bank. Like the Rolling Stones knew. Of course, they had a lot to do with the Rolling Stones, too. Here's one I wrote for Brother Al Hood a long time ago when I was a teenager. Thank you. first wrote that for myself those years ago, and then it was later covered by Floyd Kramer. He did a wonderful version, did okay, but it was okay. But Boots Randolph pulled Al Hurt's producer's coat, said, "Man, you should take that song and have Al the Blood on the trumpet." And he was so right. Again, another bank. Yeah. But Al Hurt, I was at his bedside several times, because he died a few years back. We became good friends many years ago. He was a very dear man. He was one of my old guys who'll grab and just kiss you, you know. No, Al, don't kiss me. Come here to the center. I remember being in the military. I did a short hitch there. After I got many deferments, I thought I'd try and see what it was like. And one day, walking down the hall, down the barracks, I heard Java being played by Al Hurt, and it was really hot. And I told one of the guys who was sitting on his bunk that I had written that. He said, "Of course, yeah, sure you would." Java, I mean, I'm supposed to play. Not Java. But I did, but I was in charge of the band, and the guy was in the band, and we used to gig on the weekend, and I wrote about 20 songs like that they had to play, that he thought was so corny. And one of them was covered later by Tijuana Brass, and it was the theme song for the original Dayton game, in fact. Stuck with me, you know, they had to play. And we recorded a whole album of it. But they got over the humor after a while. But they weren't co-writers, you know, that's the bad thing. I'll do a couple of songs tonight that I didn't write. You may be glad I didn't. I'll do a couple, maybe, or one or two that I wish I would have written. But this is one that I did write. It was made popular by the Grateful Dead. Get out of my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out of my life. I'm gonna see.
but heartaches by the pound. Get off my ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, woman. And there is nothing gonna make me stop. Get out of the way, woman. I've got to be moving on. Get out of the way, woman. I've got to be moving on. Get out of the way, woman. I've got to be moving on.
Years old, I heard Prince Partridge do a song. First time I had heard him do anything, and then I heard other songs from him after that. I just thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. I didn't know they were doing those kind of songs. Oh, you claim you never met my wife, you never saw her before. You don't visit me when I ain't home. Well, here's what I want to know. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Now he's about the meanest dog there is in town, oh yeah. He'd bite anybody, my sister or my brother. Why, he even took a plug out my poor old feeble mother. He bit the mailman and he sees him every day. How come when he see you he wants to jump up and run and play? Now I don't know just what you're putting down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Huh? Me the dog, I try to keep folks straight. Even bought myself a bad dog sign and hung it on the gate. You came by the house last night, you just walked right past that sign. That dog just lay there half asleep and ain't paid you no mind. He's my dog, when I come home, he don't sleep that sign. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Oh no. Never know them to make a friendship in his life that would last. But when you came by the house last night, he just rolled all over the floor, wagging his tail and blinking his eye like he's seen you there before. Now somebody's been getting familiar, so I found. How come that dog don't bark when you come around? I still don't know why he was so friendly with you last night. That dog's of mine is a biting dog. I know my dog will bite. When I called my dog to come to this master, what did my dog do? He just took one look at me and growled and ran right straight to you. Now somebody's been confusing my hound. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? Oh, but I'm gonna break up some of that confusion. First, I'm gonna fire that dog. And then I'm gonna hide my pearl hammer razor. And we're gonna do some serious investigating. We're gonna find out how come my dog don't bark when you come around.
Thank you.
some you don't know whether you wish you would have. Who wish they would have written that song?
I ain't no lazy man.
Oh, but I just can't seem to make way fit into my plan.
The other day my papa started me to talk and he wanted to talk to me.
He asked me what I wanted to be. I couldn't decide, you see.
My papa, he's a nice man. In the winter he sells wood.
He makes a little money, but I just don't think that's too good.
I thought about it once and I thought about it twice.
Chopping wood and the summer told nice.
Coastal man is doing all right, he's happy as can be.
But that chopping wood and told nice just ain't no job for me.
I ain't no lazy man.
Oh, but I just can't seem to make work fit into my plan.
Maybe I ought to be a preacher, an elder, so to speak. I can walk around all dressed up and I can work one day a week. I can arrange with all them sisters so as to have a natural beat. And just go around from house to house and talk and sleep and eat. But here comes Sunday and you got to preach and sweat. Spitting, sweating, stomping tell you to shut down with your head. Somebody's got to preach this gospel and keep this whole world free.
That spitting and sweating and shouting on Sunday just ain't no job for me.
I ain't no lazy man.
I just can't seem to make work fit into my plan.
Maybe I ought to be a lawyer and with the courts prevail. Send one man to prison or to get one out of jail. Let's say suppose I get a great big case that calls for all my skill. Let's say suppose I win, present my client with a great big lawyer's bill. Collected all my money, sort of got myself on a shelf. And some woman come along and sue me for something and I go to jail myself. I the counsel in jail, now who am I counsel be? Messing around with that legal stuff just ain't no job for me. I ain't no lazy man. Oh, but I just can't seem to make work fit into my plan.
Now don't get me wrong, I ain't scared of work, it doesn't give me the creeps. I can crawl right outside work and fall right fast asleep.
But when I try to think of a vocation for this man, I just can't seem to make work fit into my plan.
I ain't no lazy man.
But I just can't seem to make way fit into my plan.
Nobody knows King Biscuit Boy, but me and his mama.
You know Biscuit Boy? Really?
We hadn't too long built a studio in New Orleans, and we were very proud we had put a whole lot of wonderful equipment in, and it used to cost a lot of money back then. We had like many thousands of dollars hung up in it, but
King Biscuit Boy came down and he was a harmonica player and he needed a microphone that cost $1.50. We didn't have one. We had $8,000 microphones, you know,
and a Harrison board and a good connection with Harrison. He needed a mic, cost $1.50. So we searched all over town for 2 days and finally found one, and I must say that it's not about price, because he was absolutely right. The guy knew exactly what he was talking about. And I was so glad to see that. That, sir, is nearly as important as his whole life. But I just, every time I think of him, I think of that after we spent all that money for Neumanns and old RCAs, vintage, $1.50 solved our problem. But this is one of the songs I wrote for him. Thank you.
case you wonder why I don't just take her home. She doesn't want to be on my own. She's lost all sense of who she is. Now she drowns in tears and beans. Though she's still a queen to me, she thinks of herself as the bum of bar stool number three. Two guys looked her over once or twice, trying to decide whether to be naughty or nice. They don't know she's not for sale or some hairy fairy tale. That someone's here every night, ready to protect her with his life. Sweet wine, sad song. So you think the lady wants you to take her home? Well, save your money, save your time, 'cause the bum is mine. Yes, she's mine. So she holds up a toast in your direction. She got a little juice in her head and she wants affection. But save your thoughts, go for blind, 'cause the bum is mine. Yes, she's mine. We had so many plans, even planned to marry. Now she's disappointed 'cause she found out she could not carry. Oh, no fruit so far. So she turns to the bottle. Save your money and save your lines, 'cause the bum is mine. Yes, she's mine. You should have seen her at her best. She stood out from all the rest. She had confidence in life. She was gonna be my wife. Now it looks like much she lacked, but that's why I'm here trying to get her back. Sweet wine, a sad song. So you think the lady wants you to take her home? Well, save your money, save your time, 'cause the bum is mine, bum is mine. So she holds up a toast in your direction. Got juice in her head and she wants affection. Well, save your thoughts, go for blind, 'cause the bum is mine, bum is mine, bum is mine.
Songs for other folk, but I didn't always write them for them. They just covered them later and showed me how they really should go out there. I wrote this one for myself, sold 5 records. I bought 2, but it was later re-recorded by Bonnie Raitt. She knew the way.
does one decide that the methods he's using, they just won't jive? Or if you truly believe, should you try over and over again? Living in hopes that someday you'll be here with the winners. Now when should one change his mind? Jump the fence, hold on for the dollar sign. It's a sad thing, a bad thing, but so necessary that this old world pulls your values to become monetary. Is it doing your own thing, or to join the rest? Or if you truly believe, should you try over and over again? Living in hopes that someday you'll be in with the winners.
I was gonna wear a little mask with my face painted on it right there. So some of you will have to describe what I look like to the people back there. You may have the best seat in the house, just me. Like I said, I'd be doing a couple of songs that I didn't write, that I'm ambivalent about, or the writership. But if they're here tonight, they have something special in my heart.
Time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you can't expect to be bright and bold and born so far away from home.
so far away from home. Don't know Brenda, I've been shattered. I don't know dreaming that feels at ease. I don't know dream that's not been battered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we've traveled on, I wonder what's gone wrong. Can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. Dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, looking back down at me and smiled reassuringly. Dreamed I was flying high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Dreamed I was flying. For we come on a ship they call the Mayflower, on a ship that sailed the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. Oh, it's all right, it's all
they got nappy heads. It's not a bad thing to me. Hey, you soul sister. Thank you from a lot of us tragedy, we saw a lot of who America really is. And I must say, I was overwhelmed with the outreach of everybody in America to reach out to New Orleans. And thank you very much. And how we doing? We're doing fine. The spirit is there. The musicians who are not there yet, they're coming back. Those who don't know they're coming back anyway. But I'm sincere about the outreach. You all have taken care of us royally. This little segment I'd like to say, because sometimes in the interviews they ask, well, how did you start playing? And what it is like where you come from. I guess after you were born, what happened? Immediately. But I'll play a little bit of where we come. Well, I was born in a very humble neighborhood in College Court, in Great Town. And now College Court had nothing to do with a university. That's just the name of the street. I don't know why. But it was a neighborhood full of shotguns, and I don't know if you call them shotguns here. You may call them something else. Well, they call them shotguns there because you could stand in the front door and shoot a shotgun straight through and hit nothing, right out the back door. But the whole neighborhood was like that, so everyone was compatible. And we were poor as Job's turkey, but as kids, we were rich. I mean, it was a very rich thing because everything was intact. Everyone, you knew everyone, and if your mother forgot to leave the key in the mailbox, you borrowed a neighbor's key and just get in your house when your house was locked. I either go through the window, it was always open. But musically, my mother, she didn't like the blues at all. Poor as we were, she thought she was something special. I don't know what happened. She thought that was thems and us, you know, like we were different. We weren't. I love the blues and gospel and boogie woogie. Couldn't wait to get my hands on them. But on Sunday evening, she'd listen to classics and I'd hear these operas. And so for a long time, I was quite a dichotomy, you might say. Still am. But that's just a part of who we are, who we were, who we are, because who we were became who we are. Thank you.
Special man, and thank you for letting me be around to see one as great as he. Thank you, Lord. 'Twas in your plan, I trust. He was sent here for a few of us. So now that he's gone his way, what can I say? I remember toothpaste and me, oh, and the piano's three. Oh, what fun we had, how his presence filled the air everywhere. Thank you, Lord, 'twas in the plan I trust. He was sent here for few of us. So now that he's gone his way,
Professor Longhand.
Yeah.
For those of you who wonder what could those folk have been clapping about, those who know, those who don't know, those who... But it's something about music. You don't have to be intellectual to every little nuance that happens. You just sit back and see what happens to your spine bone. And that's wonderful. Professor Long has I guess the strongest influence in my life as a recording artist when I was a little boy. When I heard Professor Longhead, it just shocked me, my socks fell off. And he was such a profound writer. I mean, I put him up there with, like, I consider him our Bach of rock, you know? And because the man had inventions, like he had a... some invent. You could take any one of those things and build a life on it. I started too for a moment. But he was also quite a lyricist. That piece I was playing, what I translated to minor key, it's called Tipitina, and it's Tipitina, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. Tipitrilla oola mala wada chow, tra-la-tee-de-na. Johnny Mercy, eat your heart out, huh? Come on, boy, we're going down on the trolley. Yeah, we're going to sure have a mellow good time. We're going to tip a trilla, oola, mala, wala, drink that mellow, mellow wine. Well, Luberta, oh, Luberta, girl, you have me calling you. Well, you're 3 times 7, baby, now know what you want to do. Some important information. Another tune called Look at That, She Ain't Got No Hair. Look at that, how come no hair? Jack wanted to take his old lady out. He wanted to take her to a ball. When he put his arms around her in his taxi cab, he put his arms around her naked and out the way he go. Look at that body, she ain't got no hair. Baby, look at that. Where's that gal here? Should be ashamed of yourself joining in. But that's some of Professor Longhead's writing. And let me tell you, as comical and all that as it was, when that man was singing, he was very serious. He was serious as Bach and all the rest of them. So he's singing out with Bach and him now, I know that. But the night is short now, and I've been given the signal that it should be over by now. Oh, how nice. I'm going to sit over there. But I would be... How nice. Literally. But about... I couldn't leave with saying something about Southern Night. Take us out to the country on some weekends, not everyone, but some, many. I thank our folk during those times. They thought it was important for us to know who we were connected to. We didn't know at the time that that was the point. But I understand now. Who are you? But here's the pack us up, me and my brother Benson and my sister Joyce and my mother Naomi. We go riding out to Thibodeau and Shreve out in the country. And there was no electricity or no gas or no running water, nothing like that. It was just wonderful to be out there. And it was just wonderful because everything was really what it was. Like, quiet was really quiet because you didn't have that big city B-flat hum that the big generators give in cities, you know. Well, it's between B-flat and B-natural. Drive musician crazy. Sometimes we don't know why we're acting up because it can't make up its mind, you know. But we'd get out there in the country and see things we didn't see in the city, like horses, cows, pigs, chickens strutting around with all their parts intact and all that. It was wonderful. And he'd drive up to the place, and all the houses were gray, they were. And they weren't next door to each other like they were gunshot away. But they all were gray and made out of this. I think they were built old. They were never new. And they had these long porches, two steps, and you're on the porch. And they'd drive up to the acreage, and we'd get out of the car and run towards the ladies waiting on the porch. And some of the women were sort of endowed up here, and they'd grab you and be hugging you, be trying to breathe. Yeah. Loving you to death, you know. But they all spoke that, they talked that funny talk, they talked that Creole out there. They talked that Creole, and we'd have to live with that Creole for a while. And we as children, we loved it. My father, however, though he spoke good Creole, good Creole is. But he didn't want to speak it at home because I think because of the time he came up, he thought anything that was restricted to an area like that was backwards in the world. And he saw it as stigmatic rather than see it as an addition to your life. He said, you'll have enough trouble speaking English. Serious man. I never did learn English either. So. But they'd get fancy shit, they grab it, just gonna get it. You know what they see? And we were so happy to be there, and we'd see actual wells, real wells that worked. And outhouses. I know you don't know what an outhouse is. They didn't have half moons on them. That's just for, I think, the mood. But we'd have a wonderful time. And in the evenings, when everyone had eaten, we'd all gather on this long porch. And we really would see, obviously, who the hierarchy was at that time. This was before the world belonged to children. You know, we sat at the lowest level on the porch. And Angenie and Tana and I would be sitting in the swing back there on the other side of this big open door. And Uncle Mui and Uncle Ledwa, be sitting over there arguing about something. And everybody had eaten and was quite content. And when you had eaten in the country, let me tell you, you were content. They'd sit together in the evenings, and we saw the matriarch of all. An old lady would sit in this rocking chair, slowly rocking with her eyes closed most of the time. And she'd just rock real slowly back and forth. She knew more than everybody, but she said less than everyone. I guess that's usual. And they respected her highly. A couple of times when I did hear her speak, nothing else moved at that time. And she'd rock slowly and everyone just talking, and we'd sit down there and we'd hear all these senior members. And I remember feeling how wonderful this was. Everything that's important in the entire world, everything that means anything, everything that I would ever need was right here. Right there, all here. And it was a wonderful feeling. Wasn't confused at all. However, they would tell these gory tales. They'd tell these stories. Like they'd talk about some of our old ancestors who had died as if they were still living. Like Angenie would say, y'all think old John dead, been dead 8 years, but I heard him last night cussing that old mule on the other side of that levee, riding like he used to. Uncle Moe said, girl, you shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. She said, you gonna see Edobe gonna visit you soon. And John was an austere man. He used to beat mules with chains and all that. But they loved him. He'd whistle and they'd come and all that. But they'd tell these really ghost stories and it would really frightened, but then everyone who could save you was there. So you had a chill but a thrill at the same time. And then it began to get dark, and when it got dark in the country with no street lights because of no electricity, dark was dark. However, when the moon was out, and it was out a lot, it was magnified because of nothing else. It was competition. And as it get dark, as the moon shine on the leaves, and a little breeze would blow through the trees, and the leaves would move, and those leaves that would turn away from the moon with a little silver light on their backs would go out, and then it would turn back on. And it was a constant little silver light show going on as the breeze blew through the trees. Just really beautiful. And I remember looking up at that and hearing all these voices of authority talking in the background. And though I stopped paying attention to what they were saying, but to hear their voices with that light show going on was just wonderful. I thought about how safe I felt. I don't know why it was important to feel safe, but it was very safe. Light show was so beautiful with the lights flickering on and off, the leaves turning up in and away from the moon, and every now and then a big gust of wind would come through, and the leaves would go really fast, and the little lights would flicker on really fast, on and on. Then it would calm back down after a while, and everyone would look at that in amazement because it looked like it was doing it just for us, like a little show. And there was even a feeling of gratitude, along with all that assurance and love. And every now and then, everyone would just get quiet, as if someone said, shh, and no one did. And the old lady would still be rocking. You could hear that. It would crank up the rocking chair, and then the rocking chair would stop. And she'd reach down, slowly side the chair, pick up a little blast and take a little hit. Back down, and everything started getting. And look like everyone went with it. Again, I couldn't help but notice how marvelous it was. And that's what inspired this song. Southern skies, just as good even when closed your eyes.
that big gust of wind would come up and blow real hard, but then you could carry on and feel like it just blew right through you. Very clean, beautiful.
Southern sky, have you ever noticed southern sky? Its precious beauty lies deep beyond the eye, and it goes rushing through your soul like the storm is told of old. Oh, man, in his dawn they walk the whole land. Every flower touched his cold hand. As he slowly walked by, the weeping willow would cry for joy. It would cry for joy. Mystery. Like there's so many others in the tree. They all below in the moon, in the southern sky, in the southern sky.
Thank you and good night. She knows what you are, Still, she'll be your queen if you let her, if you say the word today and build your world around her. And now and then you promise all the way out there that you're gone to get her. Say, but she knows better. And as she watches you come and go for your show, and as she watches your promises zero, she waits for you patiently, hoping that someday you'll see that all she really wants to be is yours and yours alone eternally. What do you want the girl to do? Don't you see you're breaking the child in two? What do you want the girl to do? When all she really wants is you. What do you want?
Song I wrote for one of the Never Brothers before they knew they were Never Brothers. The touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. 'Cause your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so, so divine. It is all these things that make mine. If you would leave, why I surely would die. Once you were 10 minutes late, and I started to cry. I've got it bad, but it's alright. As long as you're here, every night. 'Cause your love's so warm. The thrill is so, so divine. It is all these things. Oh, my darling, my darling, my darling. It is all these things. All these things. That was later covered by Joe Stamplin. It won a country award. And it was the first time I had to go to Nashville to get a country award. I was the only one there without a cowboy hat. But anyway, I'm thankful to Joe Stamplin, all these things.
And I know we can make it. I know that we can. I know that well. We can work it out. Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Can. Why can't? Well, if we want it, yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can be. God, somebody. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can be. God, somebody. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can be. God, somebody. Yes, we can. It's your turn. Why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Yes, again, I know we can. Yes, we can. Great God, somebody. Yes, we can. I know we can. Harry Connick just recorded. Bye.